Why are Bill the Clueless, you mumps nutted, niglet niece molest thing sack of shit, with an 85 IQ on a good day, 250 pounds of dog shit and a 150 pound sack, who begged and begged and begged for me to ordain it, and then went ahead after 3 days, went sucking back to Clint Downey and her little meerkat? You've been talking shit about me on 405 Thebes here. What the hell does a sorry sack of shit like you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I am. When I'm asked them, I'm like, you know, I made a mistake because I'm weak, but you know, I don't want to do that anymore. Please help me to not do this anymore.
Why don't you go ahead and sing your little theme song here while you're at it? Hornier than Kunta Kinte at a Victoria's Secret shoot. That night I strolled in on my Mud Shark Sisters project's flat looking for love. It had been a while. In fact, 365 had come and went since on Clan of Mamzer's spying for Zog on Ron Edwards. I had picked up this shit skin that was sweating gallons through a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of them frill loom tank tops. Well, that night, I lost myself to nigger, blubber lips, paper bag shit skin, and slant gook eyes. Name was Brian. The coon tang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill, which an equal grinds me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better than the nigglet is crying. Well, faster than you can say Sally Hemings, my nigglet nieces come up to me and start kneading my balls like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock. Said her name was Shaniqua, and I said, well, that's a coincidence, darling, because I was just thinking about humping you like Massa Tom. Well, she smiled, had about as much teeth as a jack-o'-lantern, and I went on to tell her how I would wear tang like a mask as I do my little cookie dance, and then she told me to shush. I guess she could sense my desperation, because it's hard to hide a hard-on when you're dressed like a beach ball. Dang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Leticia drives me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. So Leticia's going on about how she's going to make all my fantasies come true. So I says, even this one where I have where Bill Fink is jackhammer Eli or James in a doo-doo hole with a lawn dart, as Dickie Barrett gives birth to something resembling a siskin Jew golem with a wet manjana and a 3-inch lady stick, well, 2 nickel bags, 20 minutes and $30 later, I'm slapping my mumps nuts in Coontang, Coontown, if you know what I mean. Got the nailer back at Sister Sharon. Huh, it rhymes. I have to admit, it was even more of a turn-on when I found out she was munching down on baby formula. Yes, the Coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Leroy grinds me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Dear Sword Pass, when I went to a special agent in charges, there I was browsing through the latest issue of SPLC Informants, and when I saw Shaniqua staring at me from the back of a milk carton, well, my heart just dropped. So I decided to do what any good Zogbot would. You cannot imagine how difficult it is to hold a half gallon of moo juice and need the wide-eyed gopher when your mustache expands while driving back to the project. I never thought the missing niggas could be so sexy. Did I say that out loud? Coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coontang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Kimbia grinds me against its will. Yes, the coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying.